Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I just know it's the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. So much to talk about in the wide world of sports. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And wow, what a weekend in the sports world, people. I love coming to you on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. And I love hearing from people on Sirius XM. I love hearing from people at SB Nation Radio. I love hearing from people all around the globe because sports is global. And when you have something that happened as big as it did this weekend in the world of sports, with LeBron becoming LeBron, and I mean by that, he goes from LeBron to LaBron. Holy cow, man. It happened. It's a reality. Goodbye, Cleveland. Hello, LA, as LeBron James is now joining the Los Angeles Lakers. Unbelievable, man. And here's the biggest and maybe the best thing about this. We can all go about our days now. We can all go about our daily lives and not think about where in the heck is LeBron going, because the biggest chip fell. And it's not a surprise that he fell to Los Angeles. You're not a genius if you said, hey, he's coming to LA. Because after everything is said and done, look, man, it makes some sense. LeBron is kind of moving in this direction in his life. It has more to do with his family moving to LA, a place where he maybe wants to obviously go into the movies and things along those lines. And who better than to teach him than one Magic Johnson, man. And hard to believe that's the first time in 15 or 16 years that he has been in the NBA that these two guys have sat down and actually talked, man. A lot to get into. I know I started out there, but World Cup, so much more. Believe me, we'll get into it. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Some of the offense. Cleveland won the season series against Toronto with a record of 2-1. LeBron James, explosive, backing in on Ananobi. James with 10 to shoot. The fadeaway for the tie. Yes, LeBron James knocks it down.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, people. Andy Dorf, like you said, it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America, man. So much to get into. Obviously, I'm going to be talking about LeBron James and how that changes the landscape of the NBA with him moving to the Los Angeles Lakers, $153.3 million, four-year deal. I think it speaks a little bit about how he's willing to give them a chance there in L.A., to be honest with you, because I think it's going to be tough for them to put together a very high-quality basketball team and be ready to compete right away next season with what they did outside of LeBron. Obviously, he's the big chip to fall for the Los Angeles Lakers, but JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, they bring back another guy of their own that they had last season. So, again, they did add some other pieces to this puzzle already there in L.A., and you know what? Kudos to them for that. Kudos to them for getting the biggest fish in all of the land and all of the world and all of basketball, none other than LeBron James. So, look, man, as far as free agency goes, yes, they won, but at the end of the day, what did they win? We'll have to wait and see, because I don't think it means an NBA championship for them where Vegas goes nuts and crazy and makes them the second odds on favorite to win behind the Warriors, them and the Celtics at 7-2, I believe. So just crazy how LeBron James changes the landscape of the NBA at the drop of a hat. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. I do want to talk to you people. Believe me, you can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. I come to you live every Sunday night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And believe me, we go into the wee hours of the night, so your thoughts and your opinions, they're encouraged at any point throughout the program, 1-800-878-7529. And how about Paul George going back to Oklahoma City? How about CP3 going back to Houston? How about some of the other signings? You had, obviously, DeAndre Jordan go to the Mavericks, man. So a lot of people moving around in the NBA, and this shouldn't be that big of a surprise to us. And again, the Los Angeles Lakers have landed LeBron James, who is now a Los Angeles Laker. And I find this to be interesting, too, because I believe six of the 8 all-time leading scorers in the NBA have also played for the Los Angeles Lakers. So not uncommon for big-time stars to get to Hollywood and play for the Los Angeles Lakers. Again, LeBron James is now an L.A. Laker, and the Cleveland Cavaliers now have a lot of work to do. But with that being said, the Eastern Conference all of a sudden becomes a whole heck of a lot more wide open. I know that Boston is a heavy favorite. Don't get me wrong. Toronto's still pretty good. The Bucks will be coming. Philadelphia will be coming. So there are teams there that will play. And again, the way it's set up right now, I don't care how good the Western Conference is, everybody. There's three powerhouses in there now. You got Houston, you got Golden State, and obviously you're going to think that you have L.A. I don't think you have L.A. quite yet, but let's throw them in the mix just for the heck of it. Only one of those teams is getting out of the West, guys. Remember that. Only one of those teams is getting out of the West. So the Eastern Conference all got better today, if you ask me personally. That's what I think, is it got better for the Bucks, it got better for Philadelphia, it got better for Boston, it got better for Toronto. So, look, at the end of the day, the NBA's landscape has totally changed. It's a much different story. Believe me, it's very interesting, too. And I do want to jump onto the phones, but before I do that, real quickly, got to mention this because I thought it was pretty cool. I'm not that huge of a soccer fan, but World Cup action is going on, too. And that's been a gift throughout the weeks and throughout the days, because we're always searching for sports, man. At least I am. And I'll tell you what, I'm not the world's biggest soccer fan, but I have enjoyed watching the World Cup so far. So kudos to those guys. They're playing their butts off. It's been fun to see it. And the host country, Russia, moves on, beating Spain in penalty kicks. Croatia, this was a crazy game, man. This was wild. Croatia moving on in penalty kicks as well. The first time I believe that's ever happened in back-to-back games in World Cup. So just amazing stuff. And then obviously before that, some other action that happened in the World Cup was pretty good too. France and Argentina squared off, and France got by them. Uruguay gets by Portugal. We've got a great matchup that I am so excited for when I think about it. Mexico-Brazil playing at 7 a.m. Pacific time, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll be really excited to watch that one Monday morning at 7 a.m., man, right when I'm just getting up, getting ready to go, like right after I'm done doing the show, to be honest with you. So believe me, so much to talk about. Baseball, too. We're almost at the All-Star break. NFL, that's coming in hot, people. Tons to get into. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with my main man, Mitch, in Santa Monica. You got the Dorf Man, bro. It's the weekend recap. It's obviously Sports Overnight America. It's your world, brother. What's up?
I just woke up, you know, and I figured I'd turn you on, and you're giving me the updates, and I'm trying to catch up on what's going on here. But like, first of all, you're talking about soccer and like Russia. I mean, what's up with the handball? I mean, Russia gets in on a ridiculous handball a call against Spain, and then they get the penalty kicks and move on. I mean, that's something else. And then I'm looking at the scores. Like, of course, it's July 1st, so what happens? The Brewers are leading the NL Central, and, of course, they lose. It's July, so now they're going to go. But are you joking? The King is coming to L.A.! Please! The King is coming to L.A. I told you this in February. I told you this for months now, and you didn't believe me. You were saying Philadelphia. You were saying Cleveland. I was saying L.A. You were saying there was no way he was coming to L.A. The King is coming to L.A. I am always, forever, a Bucks, Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Canes fan, but the King is coming to L.A. It's the greatest day we've seen since Kareem? Or that was a terrible move by the Bucks, you know? Or Shaq? I mean, this is awesome. I mean, does this really render the Eastern Conference as the minor leagues? I mean, basically, you just take the minor league teams from the players from the minor leagues of the Eastern Conference and put them in the Western Conference. I mean, the Western Conference championships will be the NBA Finals. Who? I mean, granted, this is great for my Milwaukee Bucks. They have now have a chance to maybe
go a little bit further. But are you kidding? I mean, every game is going to be televised on ESPN on the Western Conference. Houston, L.A., Golden State. It's amazing. This is I mean, as sick and stupid and dumb as this is about these super teams, you know what? You got to embrace it, and you know what? You just got to go for it. And someone here who's a transplant for L.A., I am so down with this stuff. This is going to be so much fun. I just hope they – I mean, I'm not really happy with the other signings that went on. I was hoping they were going to get another player here. It could be interesting what happens. I mean, my boy LeBron is my neighbor as well. Yeah, he's a few blocks away in Brentwood. But his kids are going to school here, and we're – you know what? It was totally the move for him. Make it to Hollywood, finish out his career, get that banner, bring us some championships. Let's all have some more for fun in L.A. What do you think, Dorfman?
Mitch, I think that, you know, this season's going to be interesting because I don't think that they're going to be able to put together a squad that will be able to compete, obviously, with the guys that they brought in. Their own guy they signed today for $12 million. The big fish, LeBron James. I mean, look, Magic put a big-time kind of head, on his own head. He put a timetable, and you know what? He delivered big time, so you got to give him a lot of credit. Mitch, I got to take a break. Hang in there, brother. I'll bring you back on the other side. So keep Great. It close, everybody. A lot to talk about in the wide world of sports. Amazing stuff. LeBron James is now an L.A. Laker. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Four on the shot clock for LeBron James.
Hold on.
We're speechless, Hubie Brown.
No.
That was in.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
How about that pass? Look at that pass. It doesn't go out of bounds. You know Chris Paul is a, he thinks he's a professional bowler. You know he's a professional.
Paul to Luke. Back to Chris. Four on the shot clock.
We needed 2 minutes.
Paul the move. Puts Gobert on skates. That's just not fair.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, my people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And hearing that clip of Chris Paul makes you think, you know what? He went back 4 years, $160 million to play with the Houston Rockets. They do lose Trevor Ariza to the Phoenix Suns. He's getting a $15 million deal for a year. I think that's interesting, to be quite honest with you, when I think about the Phoenix Suns makeup. A lot of wing players they're going to have, so I'm not quite sure what it's all about. Maybe there's a trade in the future for them. I'm not quite sure exactly, but again, Trevor Ariza no longer with the Houston Rockets. CP3 though is with the Rockets, 4 years, $160 million, and I think a lot of Rocket fans would say if he was on the floor for game 6 or game 7, maybe they would have beaten the Golden State Warriors. I don't know. I really don't know if that would have been the case. But truth be told, we'll never know. And you know what? Next season will come. And now you got LeBron James playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. You've got James Harden, CP3, going back to Houston. You have Paul George going back to Oklahoma City. They sign Grant. They get him back. So, again, the West is just going to be tough. And, you know, from what Mitch said, and I'll bring him back here in just a moment, people, you can also get in 1-800-878-7529. You know, the Eastern Conference, call it what you want, man. You can call it the ABA now. You can call it the minor leagues. You can call it the other league. Whatever, however you want to badmouth it, go right ahead. But let me explain something to you and everybody else. It makes no difference how bad you think they are. Somebody's going to be coming out of the Eastern Conference, and somebody's going to be playing the Western Conference for the NBA championship. So at the end of the day, it really makes no difference what you think, what I think, what anybody else thinks. But I'll tell you what, the Boston Celtics think they're a good basketball team. The Philadelphia 76ers think they're a pretty good team. The Toronto Raptors think they're a pretty good team. The Milwaukee Bucks are probably an up-and-coming team. I don't know if they think that they're spectacular yet, but the point is that one of those guys is going to get an opportunity to play for an NBA championship. And if LeBron James doesn't go to L.A. and he stays in Cleveland, you know what? That's probably not the case for many of those teams. So it opens things up. Everybody improved in the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference got that much more difficult, Mitch, to be honest with you, bro.
And what you just said was none of those teams got there, but LeBron did. And so now LeBron moves to the West. They got swept. And they got swept. Do you think anyone in the East stands a chance? If everyone's healthy, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, forget it. I mean, you know, if you look at what LeBron James does to a team, look at what he did to Cleveland. I mean, he had no help. Kyle Korver, I mean, as great as he was, you know, in the first round, he was non-existent, and you know, no one was there.
Good point.
LeBron had to make the greatest play in all the playoffs, which he actually got. He missed field goal, a rebound, an assist, well, actually not assist, and a bucket by throwing it off the backboard to himself. I mean, he was playing one-on-one basketball for four rounds. I mean,
look, I get, hey, Mitch, Mitch, let me jump in here. Look, I get what you're saying, and I will agree with you 100% that LeBron James is the ultimate NBA basketball player in this generation, and he makes everybody else around him better. I will give you that 100%. But what you just talked about in Kyle Korver, in Jeff Green, in George Over the Hill, whatever, all those guys that he was playing with this year, with the exception of a couple or a few of them, but the majority of those guys that he was running with, Kevin Love as well, I got to throw him
Kevin
in the
Love.
Mix.
Yeah.
They're all veterans, man. So now he goes from having a team full of veterans year in and year out to a team of young guys like a Kyle Kuzma, like a Lonzo Ball, like this Hart kid. Just in general, man, Pope, him as well. They're all young players, man. So I think it'll be interesting to see how he can help their maturity and how he brings those guys along. But if you're expecting greatness next year in L.A., I think you're sorely mistaken. At least with this current roster. And I know that Lance Stephenson follows him. He needs to have better shooters. Lance Stephenson shoots 29% from three-point land, Mitch, if you didn't know. And then you bring in JaVale McGee, who I think is a great player. Don't get me wrong. I like him. He can hop, and he's a guy who can obviously protect the rim a little bit, and it's a good pickup for sure. But truth be told, man, I still don't think they have the dogs to run with the Golden State Warriors, and they definitely don't have the guys to go with the Houston Rockets. So at a very best, they're the third-best team in the Western Conference. And to be honest with you, I don't think they're the third-best team in the Western Conference right now either.
Well, the thing is that what LeBron does is he makes everyone around him mature and be better. We saw that in Cleveland. That team had no business going as far as they did with the talent. I mean, they will be sub-500. They will not make the playoffs next year. And we'll show you what LeBron does. Now, what he can do with all this young talent, it's going to be very interesting to see what he can do with Lonzo Ball. Maybe this kid becomes a superstar. Hopefully, you know, Magic and whatever, they worked out a deal, and you know what, they get the dad out of the deal. But the one thing that LeBron can do is he creates team basketball. He's not just all about himself. You know, like a Russell Westbrook, and we've had this conversation before. It's not all about LeBron and points and stats. He knows what he needs to do to make a basketball team great. And he has an opportunity, first of all, to move. His family's already here to change, to finally settle down his lifestyle and come to a team where he sees a bunch of young talent. And I think he's kind of like going like, you know what? Maybe, you know, I could, like, be the camp counselor, and now I've got these guys, and I don't have the Kevin Love, and I don't have baggage. I'm coming in as the freaking man, and everyone on that team is going to look up to me and respect me, and we're going to get it done the way championships are done, because no one on the Lakers has won a championship, and this guy has won. He's been to 8 straight finals. He's won championships. There's no one else out there that's better for this team than LeBron James. And these kids are going to step up, and they're going to be there, or they're going to be shipped out. And believe me, Magic's got more up his sleeve. And it may not be year one, because I told you the odd scenario of LeBron basically taking a year off. Or so let's just take this as the year off of him to rebuild the Lakers. And then let's see what happens next year in free agency. I'm a little different. I'm a little upset with the Paul George and Kyrie signings. I was hoping we were getting more more big fish hooked in L.A. But this is going to be an incredible time. We've seen this with the Lakers time and time again. And by the way, when the Lakers are relevant, the NBA thrives. When Boston's relevant, the NBA thrives. And right now, the Golden State Warriors are the cream of the crop, and they need to be challenged more than just Houston. And now the Lakers have done it. And it really, I think it makes the East irrelevant. You know, as much as, you know, I only hope the Bucks can come out there, come out of the East, and now be competitive. But really, I mean, if you look at the ESPN schedule, they're just licking their chops and just watching West Coast games. The problem is that they're going to be on way too late for East Coast people to watch them.
No, look, Mitch, you bring up a lot of good points.
Man, and you know how much I appreciate your phone calls at 1-800-878-7529. I'm up against it, man. So, look, I'm glad you're happy about LeBron in L.A. I know you guys will be rubbing elbows and hanging out like you do with a lot of those big-time celebrities out there in L.A., but just don't get too overzealous about the first year, because I think the first year could be struggle city, and I wouldn't be surprised, at least with the current roster right now, if they're on the outside looking in, because the Western Conference is just extremely difficult, bro.
Give me two more comments. We are at about 30 days away from the first preseason NFL game, and tomorrow night I'm going up the shoreline to see Dead and Company. Let's go, man. We're going to have a great time this 4th of July weekend. Go!
I love that guy, Mitch in Santa Monica, man. There's nobody more passionate about sports than that guy. People, get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about what's going on. If we want to keep talking LeBron, we can obviously do that, but I am going to definitely get into some of the other things that are happening, because Wimbledon is on the way. Obviously, the World Cup was absolutely madness and craziness, and then obviously, man, Major League Baseball almost at the All-Star break. So much to get into. Not going to be enough time to do it, as we always know. That's how it rolls. That's how I roll, man. It is what it is. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game 7.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's talk sports. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. LeBron James, an L.A. Laker. I don't think we're as surprised as we really thought we would be when push comes to shove with that decision. There are other things that are going on in the world of sports, though. There really are. It's not the only thing happening. World Cup has been absolutely incredible. I'm not a huge soccer fan by any means. I've said that numerous times, and it's true. But I will tell you what, these games are definitely drawing my attention. For one reason, not one reason alone, but one reason for sure is I'm starving for sports, and I don't care if it's at 7 a.m., I don't care if it's at 11 a.m., I don't care if it's at 12 in the morning or 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning, because I watch the Australian Open. And believe me, it's a tough time around the house. I'm up all the wee hours of the night. People are going crazy. They want me to go to sleep. But I am what's called a sports. I love sports, man. So I'm going to watch them at any time during the day. And I'm going to check them out. And this World Cup stuff has been relatively entertaining. And what I saw with the Russians, who were able to take out Spain. And I think that people were obviously a little bit upset because there's been some questions about this Russian team. They are the host country. And ultimately, maybe they've been a little bit lenient with how they've handled some of the things that have been said about this team with performance enhancing, the things that Mitch said about them. But you know what? They're moving on. They're advancing. And this is kind of when you see the cream of the crop rise to the top. Like I said, over the weekend, this is what took place. France took out Argentina and Messi. And I'll tell you what. In soccer, I think it's really difficult if you're trying to be the best in the world. Ronaldo, Messi, this guy on Uruguay is pretty darn good too. I've seen some standout players is my point. And you can tell they have like a different gear. And their skills are a little sharper. However, when you have to go through three or four or five guys bobbing and weaving and doing all your stuff, sometimes you're just going to trip over yourself and you're not going to be able to make it happen. And Ronaldo was pretty frustrated the other day. Very frustrated the other day. And that's the other thing I noticed about this World Cup stuff. We always bitch and moan and complain about how all these athletes go after the officials and they are always complaining about calls. Well, don't watch a soccer game then. If you think NBA players complain, if you think NFL players complain, if you think baseball, whatever you think, if you think they complain about whatever calls being made, holy you know what with these soccer dudes. They complain after every single play. And not only that, they flop. These guys should go into acting. If they're not in acting currently, they should absolutely think about getting into acting at some point. Because they make LeBron James and everybody else that people call floppers at times in the NBA. Wow, man. These guys flop on a routine. It's a regular thing. So there's been some interesting stuff that I've taken away from the World Cup. It's been fun. Don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed it. I have absolutely enjoyed it. It's cool seeing these fans go so berserk in those stands. And I'll tell you what. I will say this. If you are there in that atmosphere and your team is playing and your team wins, oh my gosh. That seems like a rock concert. That seems like the biggest party in the world. And at the end of the day, I'm going to go back to this. Sports are meant to break our hearts. Sports are meant to be either jubilation for one side or devastation for the other side. And that's what you're getting now in the World Cup. And you're seeing it in the fans, in the stands. You're seeing it from the emotions of those players on the field when they're done playing those games, by the way. Holy wow. Those guys are absolutely, positively spent. They got nothing left in the tank. They leave it all out on the field, man. And I find is very respectful. I'll be honest with you there. I can really appreciate that. Because you don't always see guys giving it their all. But on a soccer field? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These guys come to play. They give it their all. When it's over, they're either exhausted and happy as hell, or they're exhausted and laying out on that field. And again, the fans in the stands. That is so cool. That there is nothing like a soccer fan. There is nothing like a soccer fan. So kudos to the World Cup, because at the end of the day, man, I'm not a huge fan. But I'm intrigued. I'm watching. I'm checking it out. And it's becoming appointment television for me, man. Like I said, you got Brazil and you got Mexico going at it. There's going to be a lot of tequila flowing at 7 a.m. around the United States of America in the Pacific or the Mountain Standard Time, whatever it is. And then you got Belgium playing Japan. And, you know, I think that Belgium is a very strong team. And I look for them to absolutely win that game for sure. But Mexico's kind of had Brazil's number in like the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 meetings that they've had. So I think that's intriguing. So I'm going to keep checking out the World Cup. I think you should too. Speaking of checking things out, let's jump into some Major League Baseball for a moment. And what I want to say here is it's been an interesting season. In the sense of, you have teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Houston Astros. And now, as of late, the Cleveland Indians are somewhat making a little bit of a push as we approach the All-Star break and kind of separating themselves from their division a little bit. And with that being said, Houston hasn't been able to separate themselves very far from Seattle, who also is playing very good baseball, and it's fun to watch them play. Hopefully they can continue. Hopefully they continue to push the Houston Astros. And the Oakland A's have come on. They've been pretty fun to watch. They've turned things around a little bit. The Atlanta Braves, the Philadelphia Phillies. These are good stories, people. The Milwaukee Brewers leading the Central, and I agree with the caller back a while ago. They have been front runners before, and then they have found ways to succumb to the pressure and figure out a way to lose that division when, you know, they've led from April till September before. So anything's possible, and it's not like they're running away with it either. You got a half a game lead over the Cubs. The Cubs are right there. The Cubs are playing better. I don't know if the Cubs have ever recovered from their from that World Series a couple of years back, to be honest with you. I don't think they've fully recovered. I think they still have a little bit of a hangover. But they're only half a game over them, the Milwaukee Brewers, and 5.5 over the St. Louis Cardinals. And then in the West, I think you have to be impressed with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They, at one point in this season, were just an awful baseball team. But I give Torrey Lavella credit. Very good skipper. He knows how to get the max out of his players. And the fact that the Arizona Diamondbacks still have a 2.5 game lead over not only the Dodgers, but the Giants, who, by the way, have gotten hot as of late. Their past 10 games, they've been like lights out, 8-2 or something like that. And obviously winners of three straight. So don't count the Giants out. And by the way, it's an even year. It's an even year, people, that usually means something good, something positive for them. So don't be surprised if they do make some sort of a push or continue to play well. And the Rockies have fallen back a little bit. But this is the best division in baseball as far as being competitive. I'm not saying it's the best as far as the records go, because obviously it's not. That would be the American League East, where you have the Yankees and the Red Sox, because you have two teams that have 50-plus wins. Two teams have 50-plus wins in the West of the American League as well. And the surprise, obviously, being the Seattle Mariners to a certain degree. But just some interesting things that are happening in the sports world. And by the way, I will get you some scores of some of the baseball that did happen throughout the day. The Angels go down to the Orioles, 8-2. Tigers, 9-1 over the Blue Jays. Brewers get beat by the Reds, man, and they struggle with the Reds, which is crazy because the Reds are obviously in the cellar there. But 8-2, Mets get it down over the Marlins, 5-2. Astros lose to the Rays, 3-2. Nationals go down to the Phillies, and again, Nationals just haven't totally broken out in that division. The Phillies are playing pretty well. Same with obviously the Atlanta Braves. Phillies do get it done though, 4-3. Braves 6-5 against the Cardinals. Twins 11-10. They go down to the Cubs in kind of like a softball type scoring game. That was kind of fun to watch, to be honest with you. That was pretty fun to watch that game a little bit. White Sox 10-5 over the Rangers. Indians 15-3 over the Athletics. Kansas City loses to the Mariners 1-0. Rockies go down to the Dodgers 6-4. Pirates on top of the Padres 7-5. The Diamondbacks go down to the Giants, like I said, who have been hot as of late, 9-6. They get it done. And then the Yankees just destroy the Red Sox, who, by the way, that was one of the weirdest series you'll ever see. Basically, they took turns beating up on each other. Like 9-0 the other day, 9-1 today, whatever it was. It's just that those two teams really can bring out the whooping sticks. That's what I learned. And when they're playing poorly, they're going to get beat really bad. And when they're playing well, they can put up a bunch of numbers. So Major League Baseball has been cool. I've been really excited. I've been fun. I think what's really the coolest thing about it is the fact that a lot of teams, at least in the National League, a lot of teams are playing for something. In the American League, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a clear and cut because Seattle separate themselves. Same with the Yankees in Boston or the Houston, whoever winds up being there when it comes down to it, because they're just a lot of games ahead of the other teams who have in the 40s. So you got few teams that have 50 plus, and then everybody else in the American League with 40 something wins. But in the National League, a lot closer, man. A lot more teams kind of right around each other. So anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come back and wrap things up. And then obviously we're going to give you some final thoughts. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap. And this would be Sports Overnight America.
2-1. Out toward right field. Little Jason Lair back. Still going back and out of the track at the wall. Leaps up. Gone. Big fly for Justin Upton the opposite way.
launches another one. There it goes. A.J. Pollock, his second home run tonight. That's number eight. And it's 5-0 D-backs. And Bob Brindley, you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
It's time for tacos.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Seconds left. Cleveland triggers in. James, 2 seconds, 1 second to the win. Oh! LeBron James delivers. That's a winner in Cleveland.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
That'll be the last time those Cleveland Cavalier fans will be saying that stuff. Wow. What has happened, man? Over the weekend, LeBron James becomes an L.A. Laker. Absolutely unbelievable. Six of the top eight scorers, if I'm not mistaken, all time, have played for the Los Angeles Lakers. And now LeBron James, another guy to play for the L.A. Lakers. Open with welcome arms from Kobe Bryant, Shaq, obviously Kareem, everybody in that family, man. They love the fact that LeBron James is now a member of the L.A. Lakers. Crazy stuff. It's awesome, though. But I think it's going to be interesting how the NBA shapes out next season. We'll obviously be talking a lot about it, but World Cup action too, man. Get after it, people. You got to check it out. Watch that game, Mexico and Brazil. Obviously, I got to thank Scott for all the work that he does, all the clips that he gets me, NBA.com, Major League Baseball.com, all that stuff, man. You're the best. I appreciate it. But for him, for me, obviously I'm saying peace, everybody. Take care. Until next time, right here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace, everybody.